All right, we are recording. This is Carrie Cordova for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, interviewing Franco Mondini Ruiz on July 7th, 2004. This is session one and disc one. And Franco, a really easy question for you. When and where were you born?
I was born on June 2nd, 1961 in San Antonio, Texas.
And now your family, your father was born in Italy, is that correct?
Yes, my father was born in Bracciano, B-R-A-C-C-I-A-N-O, Bracciano, Italy, a small town north of Rome on a beautiful lake called Lago Bracciano. And that's where he's from.
When did he come to the United States?
My father was born actually in an upper middle class family. My grandfather was actually mayor of the town. His name was Giuseppe Mondini, G-I-U-S-E-P-P-E. My grandfather was quite, I think, a disciplinarian, and my father did not enjoy living under my grandfather's rule. And my grandfather, being a mayor, had a lot of bourgeois aspirations for my father, probably wanted him to be a lawyer or a doctor. And my dad joined the Italian Air Force, and he went to the Air Force Academy, which was very prestigious in those days. This is in the late 1950s. My dad was stationed in San Antonio, Texas, and for English training and missile guidance training. He was part of NATO, and he was with a mission that was pretty high, pretty secretive. Apparently, it is during that period where he met my mother, who was born in San Antonio. Her name is Stella Ruiz, S-T-E-L-L-A-R-U-I-Z. She always felt bad that she was never even given a middle name, which is kind of rare in Latino culture. And she never liked the name Stella, although it is an Italian name meaning star. She always stylized it and called herself Estelle or Estella. Apparently, my father had a childhood sweetheart at the time, back in Italy, and at the end of the tape, we'll probably return to this part of the story, but today, my dad is living back in Italy and married that childhood sweetheart that he had left when he got my mother pregnant of me and married her. So the story goes full circle, and the story deals with a lot of issues of class and culture and people branching out and trying to join a larger world, but sometimes retreating to the small world they came from in the first place. My mother...
What year did your parents marry?
They would have been married in 1960. My dad is still in the Italian Air Force. He is getting his butt in trouble. He is not supposed to fraternize with the locals and marry them. This is a high security NATO mission. Not that security, but they didn't want a lot of this kind of thing going on. Apparently, my dad and many of his buddies fell in love with the Mexican women. Now, it was a time of spaghetti westerns and a time of high romanticization of Texas. So my dad remembers loving San Antonio. He'd go into the mercados and it was full of bubbling cauldrons and Mexican. It was like a movie set. And here was my mother and her friends that were beauties that were very European. They didn't look very Indian. They were very Spanish-looking women with snow-white skin, jet-black eyes, and jet-black hair. And in many ways, very sophisticated in my father's eyes. Although my father was upper middle class, here were these women dressed in really smart suits and dresses and driving cars. Only very, very rich, eccentric women were of my mother's age were driving cars. Her sisters were working in banks and fancy department stores that at that time some of the better looking, better educated, middle class, lower middle class Mexican American women could get jobs like that. But in my dad's eyes, it was very prestigious. So he was already confused about class and culture at the time. Of course, he fell in love with her for her beauty and her very eccentric personality. But he also thought, I think at the time, he was kind of marrying into his own class. It turned out, though, as he got to know my mom better, here was my mom living in the West Side in this crooked house that my grandfather had built out of material scraps that was trying its hardest to look like a middle-class white person's house.